In letters to both Hillcorp and Marathon, the FTC notified the companies that it had closed its investigation of the purchase of Marathon's assets in Cook Inlet as a possible violation of both the Clayton Act and the Federal Trade Commission Act. In a separate statement released by the FTC Wednesday, the commission said the transaction raised, quote, competitive concerns for the commission because Marathon, Hillcorp, and ConocoPhillips today account for over 90% of the natural gas produced in Cook Inlet, end quote. The commission was also concerned that because Hillcorp will control all of the gas storage capacity in South Central Alaska and the majority of the infrastructure necessary to deliver the gas, there is a potential to, quote, impair efforts to bolster natural gas production from sources other than Hillcorp, end quote. In an October presentation to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska and several South Central utility companies, Petrotechnical Resources of Alaska managing partner Tom Walsh presented a dim outlook for the immediate future of energy supply and demand dynamics in South Central, concluding that importing natural gas would be the only way to ensure stable supplies until more development from Cook Inlet comes online. That's where the Hillcorp deal with Marathon comes in. Hillcorp spokesperson Lori Nelson wouldn't go so far as to say that short-term energy needs outweigh the FTC's concerns, but that they do recognize that demand will soon outpace production.
Getting support for the acquisition is of the utmost importance to us at this time. There will be a 60-day comment period that is part of the process and the approval of the consent decree. And we hope that folks will reach out and support the acquisition, because until this decree is actually approved by the court, we won't be able to move forward with any of our development plans.
In its statement Wednesday, the FTC said the concerns about both energy security and the competitive implications of the agreement led the Alaska Attorney General's Office to file a consent decree and recommend the merger not be challenged. Nelson says cooperation from the state of Alaska, including the Attorney General and the Department of Natural Resources, made this next step possible.
The state led an effort which resulted in this consent decree to further the process for the acquisition. They recognize that we're here and we're a reputable company and we're willing to make the investments necessary to further develop and increase production out of the basin. And so they basically took the lead with the FTC in this process to put the solution in place to, again, move things forward.
Terms of the consent decree include price caps for customers over the next 5 years, among others. Under the control of Marathon, net production from the assets in question averaged 93 million cubic feet per day of gas and 112 barrels per day of oil in 2011. Nelson says that until the deal is finalized, they can't say what their production plans will be.
We have had no communications as far as what we'll be looking at with the Marathon set, and we can't do that until the transaction officially closes, and that closing won't take place until after the decree is approved by the Superior Court.
Public comments on the acquisition merger between Hillcorp and Marathon can be made through the Regulatory Commission of Alaska at rca.alaska.gov. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.